For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, something that's happening in the city we've talked about as the Renaissance occurs and buildings are being rehabbed, it's putting a squeeze on theaters, and now this seems to be moving out to the suburbs.
You're talking Lancaster, the Opera House.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I don't know all the details, but I had read in the Lancaster Depew B, because someone drew my attention to it, that the Lancaster regional players had been told that after many years, we're talking decades, that they were no longer welcome to perform at the Lancaster Opera House. And that ignited a whole lot of discussion about community theaters not being welcome at the Opera House or having places to go. And I think that it's been pretty clear that the Opera House has been going in an increasingly professional direction, but space is at a premium everywhere. I think it takes on a different tone in a town like Lancaster. I know, coming from a small town, I know that community theaters can be vitally important to the artistic life of that place. You know, look at a place like East Aurora, where the Aurora Players are a vitally important part of the cultural life of the town. So I think that the good people of Lancaster are just going to have to decide what their vision really is for that space, and if they're happy with the direction, or if they would like more of a balance, or what. But I think it's just competing priorities. I wouldn't be prepared to say that there's a right and a wrong, but they do need to have that discussion.
Well, one group that's taken a venue and really fixed it up and continues to do more and more, Theater of Youth at the old Allendale Theater, and they have a version of The Jungle Book that everybody has just fallen in love with, and I'm right there in line.
I did too. I thought it was fantastic. Little Daniel Torres as Mowgli, I thought he was wonderful. Whole cast, tight ensemble. It's six, and they play monkeys and vultures and a panther, a tiger. It was just terrific, and kids were mesmerized. I love the way they come out into the audience beforehand to show that we're real people and we'll interact and joke with you because we're about to take you into the jungle of India.
Yeah, everything first rate. I heard that wild and wacky Jungle Gym set, it's actually industrial farm equipment.
Yeah.
Completely repurposed on a turntable. At any rate, all those theatrical elements come together. Costume, lighting, music. I loved it. And I was really wondering how Ka, the snake, would be played, because growing up, the gold standard was from the first Disney movie, Sterling Holloway. Uh-huh. Well, Lizette de Jesus, she knows a thing or two about acting.
Well, we had seen her in Significant Other a year or two ago, where she played Vanessa, depressive Vanessa. And she was fantastic, sexy and funny and touching, just hit all the notes. And she does work with Raíces Theatre Company. We've seen her there as well. But here she is doing children's theater and just sliding onto the stage as this python. And she's going to rescue Mowgli with cacophonous consonant sounds. as she hypnotizes the monkeys and saves Mowgli.
Sort of putting on her best Sofia Vergara voice.
Yes, but with a Puerto Rican and not Colombian accent.
Now, speaking of kids, I've got to tell you, as you well know, you probably won't want to take kids or your grandmother to a lot of the Buffalo United Artists shows, but...
Just pause. Depends on your grandmother, right? We're fighting this ageism here.
That's true.
Right.
Depending on grandma.
Right.
But the absolute brightness of Leonard Pelkey, one-man show with Jimmy Janowski, it is wonderful. It is so sweet and charming. I had no idea how good this was going to be.
Yeah, I think that Jimmy talking about it, it's a similar plot to the Laramie Project.
Which is... kind of rough.
Right. And comes to the same plot conclusion, but the whole different message. And this message is really very loving and very sweet. And you leave feeling not outraged and ready to take to the streets, but feeling very good, very happy that there is love in the world.
And I got to tell you, BUA, well, everybody at the Alleyway Theater does something similar to what they do at the Paul Robeson, which is the actors pretty quickly come out into the lobby and are more than willing to greet and meet and talk. It's really, really charming. I wish more theaters were a little more aggressive about that.
Well, that's one of the benefits of live theater. It's live.
Well, second generation theater, as you said, is flexing their muscles, and they have chosen to put on one of the great plays of America, Angels in America, Part One, and have assembled, again, one of those A-list casts.
Yeah, a steady production and a play that has had renewed interest recently, was in London, was on Broadway, and I think that some of the performances are particularly enjoyable. Loved Ben Michael Moran as Pryor. Interesting to see them devise a production for the very small Smith Theater. And across Main Street, it's the final weekend for Frost Nixon, which I think people have enjoyed a whole lot.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.